Indian states are threatened as anti-Christian violence continues. Another storm system threatens a ministry in the flood-devastated Caribbean, and growth in Africa's church prompts a Bible shortage. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After weeks of radical Hindu attacks against Christians, the central government of India is taking action. It's invoked Article 355 of the Constitution, warning the state administrators of Orissa and Karnataka. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan.
The central government said, unless you stop doing this thing, we are going to take action, which means they will simply can dismiss the local government.
Yohannan says radicals are preventing aid from getting to believers still in hiding after the attacks began in August. The violence is taking its toll on GFA outreach. He describes it as...
A running train came to a halt. We have some 300 churches, then a major Bible college, and hundreds of our pastors and missionaries are no more able to return to their mission field immediately because of threat on their life.
Churches and homes need to be rebuilt. Hear the complete interview at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has suffered attacks during the recent escalation of violence in Orissa State. Believers are being forced to renounce Jesus, and extremists are burning churches. The violence is spreading to other regions of India, and mobs of extremists are targeting believers everywhere, forcing conversion and inciting attacks upon them. Pray for believers in India who fear for their lives daily, yet continue to share the hope of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. The World Evangelical Alliance is concerned about a review of Australia's freedom of religion laws. The Australian Human Rights Commission launched a national survey to explore whether religious beliefs should influence policy in Australia. There's been a great deal of controversy over hate speech laws that have successfully targeted Christians and the Bible. Believers are concerned that the review could eventually stifle them as they live as Christ in their societies. Elsewhere, yet another storm system is threatening Haiti. The people are still struggling to recover from three recent hurricanes and a deadly tropical storm. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says their greatest concern is resupplying.
So our problems in the north are isolation. There are only two roads between Port-au-Prince and Cap-Haitien, and they're both gone.
DeHart lays the burden of slow recovery at the government's feet.
The Haitian government has put an edict on the Dominican Republic that they are not allowed to bring fuel or food into Haiti.
Their reputation as a ministry who lives and shares the hope of Christ is even more notable now.
People are coming to our gates saying that For Haiti with Love is the only one helping them. Our staff simply makes it very clear, and the people getting the food are praising God for the fact that they're getting it.
And Bible Pathway Ministries' Rita Guerrera says the demand for Bibles and study helps is growing faster than they can answer in Africa. There's a sense of urgency to getting Bibles in where there's still time, particularly in Nigeria.
Militants in the north are coming in with Sharia law, and they're really pushing. And this is our problem, is to get Bibles over there. We've got three big conferences scheduled for the last part of November, and right now we're scrambling to get them copies of the Word.
Many of their church partners have small churches with a single Bible. The pastors need help.
They don't have Bibles, more or less additional materials to study the Bible. The preachers in those countries don't realize that there's something else to read beside the Bible. So we just send the basic things, the Bible study, the concordances, anything to help them understand.
Other partners have hundreds of requests and have turned to the ministry for help. But Bible Pathway can't do it alone.
We need the Bibles, either new or used, and the postage to help ship them overseas.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free Commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.